If you've ever been to Japan, there's a good chance you visited Osaka. Known for its incredible food, hardworking people, and great comedy scene, Osaka is often referred to as Japan's kitchen. Like many other cities in Japan, however, it suffered great loss during World War II. Many men, women, and children lost their lives during the Allied firebombing campaign near the end of the war. Today, in a park along the Yodo River, it's said that many spirits of those who lost their lives in the war remain to this very day. My name is Kevin O'Shea, and you're listening to Supernatural Japan. Supernatural Japan Podcast 16, The Hauntings of Osaka's Shirokita Park. Welcome to the Supernatural Japan Podcast. My name is Kevin O'Shea, and I'm your host as we explore some of the most mysterious aspects of Japan. From haunted places, ghostly tales, to encounters with UFOs, we'll uncover all things supernatural in a country that never ceases to surprise us. The Yodo River, or Yodogawa, is the principal river in Osaka Prefecture. The source of the river is Lake Biwa in Shiga Prefecture to the north. The choice of the ancient capital, Heian-kyo, now Kyoto, during the Heian period, was partly chosen because of the presence of the Yodo River that flows towards Osaka and its outlet on the Seto Inland Sea. The river played a very important role for the movement and transport of goods between Osaka and Kyoto until the arrival of the first trains in the 1870s. During World War II, Osaka, Japan experienced a series of devastating air raids by the United States Army Air Forces. These air raids were part of a broader Allied bombing campaign in Japan, which aimed to weaken the Japanese war effort and bring an end of the war. Now here's an overview of the air raids in Osaka. The first significant air raid in Osaka occurred on March 13, 1945. It was followed by a series of air raids in the following months, particularly in May and June 1945. These raids targeted industrial and urban areas, as Osaka was a major industrial city and a hub for manufacturing, producing goods for the Japanese war effort. Like many Japanese cities, Osaka was subjected to incendiary bombing, which involved dropping bombs filled with napalm and other incendiary materials. These bombs caused massive fires and widespread destruction. The goal of these raids was to disrupt industrial production and demoralize the Japanese population. And here's a disturbing fact: napalm killed more Japanese in World War II than did the two atomic bomb blasts. Thousands of civilians lost their lives, and many more were injured. Entire neighborhoods were reduced to ashes, and numerous historic buildings and cultural treasures were destroyed. The air raids on Osaka, along with those on other Japanese cities, played a role in weakening Japanese ability to continue the war. The destruction of industrial infrastructure, loss of civilian life, and the disruption of transportation and logistics networks contributed to Japan's eventual surrender in August of 1945. Now, the haunted location I want to discuss in this episode is Shirokita Park. And this park is located south of the Yodo River in Osaka, and its hauntings are said to be connected with its World War II history. During World War II, the Yodo River, which flows through Osaka, played a significant role in the city's particularly in terms of its strategic importance and the impact of the war on the region. Now let's talk a little bit about the history of the Yodo River during World War II. The Yodo River, sometimes called the Seto River, is a major river in the Kansai region of Japan, and it flows through the city of Osaka. Its strategic importance during World War II stemmed from its role as a transportation route, a source of water for industrial and agricultural purposes, and as a natural barrier. The Yodo River served as a crucial transportation route for goods and materials, especially for the industrial and manufacturing sectors in and around Osaka. The river played a key role in the movement of essential supplies and products, which made it a target for Allied raids. During the war, Osaka was subjected to numerous air raids by the United States Army Air Forces. These raids targeted the city's industrial areas, transportation infrastructure, and shipping facilities along the Yodo River. The river and its surrounding areas were subjected to bombings in an effort to disrupt Japan's war effort. The air raids and bombings along the Yodo River caused significant destruction to industrial facilities, port areas, and transportation infrastructure. Many bridges and buildings along the riverbanks were heavily damaged or destroyed. The war had a profound impact on the civilian population living near the Yodo River. Many people were displaced from their homes, and there were casualties among the civilian population. The riverbanks, like other parts of the city, bore witness to the devastation of the war. Before I get started with the story, I want to give a big shout out to Philip Jackson and his book, Paranormal Kansai. This is where I first learned about this supposed haunted site and got a lot of information for this episode from. If you don't already have a copy, get on over to Amazon and pick up a copy of Phil's Paranormal Kansai as well as his Paranormal Japan. On June 7, 1945, a private factory and houses were burned and destroyed by a U.S. bombing raid. The attack began in the morning, and civilians and workers hurried to evacuate in Shirokita Park, on the south bank of the Yodo River. A nearby textile factory was struck by a bomb, and young women that were working there from Shikoku gathered also at the park to escape the carnage. As people huddled together in fear, hiding in trees, or crouched shivering in the park, the skies black with smoke from the fires, what has been described as one of the most indiscriminate and horrific attacks of the war took place when U.S. aircraft then relentlessly strafed the evacuees. More than 1,000 people died in the slaughter. When it was over, bodies were taken to Josenji Temple next to the park. They were laid in the main hall and in the gardens, but there were too many and the temple was soon full. The dead lay outside for days. Corpses of men, women, and children were taken to the Yodo River embankment, oiled, and cremated. There were so many of them that the process continued for days. Today, memorials, including the Shinnenzuka, 1,000 people mound, have been erected in the picturesque park, and it is said that if you visit the area around the Shinnenzuka in the early hours of the morning, that many light orbs can be witnessed. There have been sightings of ghostly-like figures wearing an air defense hood, as would have been worn by many of the evacuees on that day. As often happens with locations in the world where something tragic and horrific happens, ghostly apparitions are said to be seen. And of course, when you have a place like this park where up to 1,000 people lost their lives in such a tragic way, it makes sense that potentially something supernatural happens. Orbs, again, something, orbs of light, something that we hear about in cases like this, and of course, ghostly apparitions. When you hear of major battlefields around the world, I hear different stories of places like Gettysburg, you name it, where again, huge tragedies have happened. People tend to see things, hear things that are eerie, and it makes sense if there was a place that would have a negative energy about it, that kind of negative force, it would be a place like Shirokita Park. It's a place I plan to check out the next time I think I'm in Osaka, Japan, which will be this winter coming up. It's on my list of places to go and explore, just to say I've been there and to get kind of a lay of the land and maybe a little bit of vibe of the place. Shirokita Park exists today and is a popular place for local people and their families to gather and play. It's located north of Osaka Castle Park along the Yodo River. Josenji Buddhist Temple also remains next to the park and is an active temple used by the local population. Very quiet, peaceful places that so many years ago saw a lot of terror. Now, if you have a chance to visit Osaka, take the time to visit. If you can do so at night, do a little quiet exploring. And let us know if you see or hear anything out of the ordinary. I hope you enjoyed this eerie tale from Osaka, Japan. This is definitely one that is not on the radar of most Japan paranormal enthusiasts. Again, a big thanks goes to writer and friend of the Supernatural Japan podcast, Philip Jackson, for introducing this tale to me in his book, Paranormal Kansai. And thank you to everyone out there listening. You've been incredibly patient, waiting for the next episode of this podcast to come along. The space has been quiet because I have been relaunching the Just Japan podcast. I created more than 200 episodes of that show, and in 2020, it went dormant. I've brought it back, with episodes coming out 3 times a month now. And here we are with the Supernatural Japan podcast, and I hope to get a few episodes a month of this one as well. I have also launched a supporter campaign over on Patreon. If you like this podcast, well, then click in the show notes and find the link and head on over to the Patreon page. You can support the show and get lots of bonus content in doing so. Also, check out the Just Japan podcast. I just released episode number 211, all about Japanese snacks and candy. And there are many other great episodes over there as well. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the show. Please leave a rating and a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also, share this podcast with a friend or a family member to help us grow. Remember to join the Supernatural Japan podcast Facebook group and follow me on social media. I'm on X and Blue Sky at Mad for Maple. I'm also on Instagram at Supernatural Japan and at JLandKev. Also, check out the Just Japan podcast wherever you find podcasts. And one last thing, if you like the podcast a lot and can support the show, please check out the new supporter campaign on Patreon. We have 2 tiers, ninjas and samurais, and both get lots of fun and exclusive content about this podcast and the Just Japan podcast. The link is over at patreon.com/justjapanpodcast97. Check out the show notes for all this information. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll be back soon. Stay spooky.